Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Wednesday, March the 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And how about we begin today in consecration? Before we do that, I want to point out something I want you to watch for today. Maybe the link will be in the email. But we're releasing a conversation where I invited Nick Perot. Nick is our producer, director of the Wake Up Call. He's a lot of the magic behind the scenes on this and so much of other things we do at Seedbed. But we come on the day on that conversation and we just, I take you to the origin story of the Wake Up Call, how it started. And it goes all the way back, y'all, to 2005 and a little devotion we started with 21 years ago. I just tell that story. Nick and I kind of narrate through it, and I think you'll enjoy it. So that's the announcement this morning. Let's dive into the meeting. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry, it only took us 25 days. It's transformational question number one. Jesus asking. I mean, who does that? Puts the title of the book, The Three Transformational Questions of Lent, and takes 25 days to get to question one. I do it. Well, our text, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Hear now the word of the Lord. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Grow in the grace and knowledge. That's good. Grow. Now consider this. Everyone talks about Jesus as the answer. What if Jesus is actually more interested in being the question? After all, over the course of his life and work, he asked more than 300 questions that we have written down. He was asked 183 questions by others. He directly answered only three of them. Simply working through that body of questions would make a fascinating master class, quite literally, master class. Now, here's a small sample of three from just two chapters in Matthew's gospel. Chapter 5 here, verse 46. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Matthew 5, 47. If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? And then chapter 6, verse 27 of Matthew. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? I think I'm going to have to do a whole nother series just on so many of these questions. Well, the question Jesus asked the most, coming in at seven times, I call it his favorite question, began with these words. Have you not read? He's talking about the Bible. have you not read? Wow. Think maybe we should read more? So back to the three transformational questions. They're from my mentor, as I told you yesterday, Maxie Dunham. In Mr. Miyagi fashion, he spoke these piercing words straight into my soul. John David, you will never outgrow the depth of the questions you are willing to consistently ask yourself. Next, he raised three fingers. As he said, I want you to begin regularly asking yourself these three questions. The first question is this one. Am I growing? Am I growing? Before he could get to the second question, I immediately launched into answering the first one. I began to recount for Maxie the various ways I was reading the Bible and what I was gaining from the practice. Then I talked about my prayer life and how I knew I needed to be praying more and growing in my practice of fasting. Then I remembered to him how I had been trying to keep the Sabbath in a more regular way. And I started to humble brag about that too. Maxie kindly interrupted me. The question was not about your devotional activities and spiritual practices. The question is, he said, am I growing? Then it hit me. My growth in faith is not measured by my activities, but by the transforming work of God in and through my life. The question is not, what am I doing, but what is God doing? Am I growing? How would I know? If the marks of my growth couldn't be measured by my activities, good and spiritual as they might be, how might growth be assessed? Isn't it something how a good question rarely leads to a quick answer, but rather to more good questions? Bottom line, religious activity is not the measure of transformational growth. So what is? I want you to grapple with this question today. What is the measure of transformational growth? Then I want you to ask yourself the first transformational question. Am I growing? That'd be great to journal with. Let's pray. Let's pray first, though. Lord Jesus, we want to start by asking you, am I growing? You know us better than we know ourselves. What do you have to say about this question? How would you have us reflect on it? Please guide us. We're praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. And now the journal prompt. So, asking again, what is the measure? And there may be more. There undoubtedly is more than one. But what is the measure, as you would have it, as you would imagine it, of transformational growth? And then, of course, I want you to journal, am I growing? All right, guys, finally, we're into the heart of the matter. Took a long setup, it always does. And It's been a joy to get to this place with you. We've still got a good walk yet to go through these 40 days of Lent. And let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's not rush up to what are the other questions. Let's stay on pace. Let's keep walking at the speed of Jesus. I got on a treadmill the other day. I was in a hotel and I went down to the workout room and I thought, well, how fast is 3 miles an hour? I always say Jesus walks 3 miles an hour. That's the speed of walking. So I clicked it up to 3 miles an hour. I'm like, I'm not thinking he walked this fast. You can't hardly, it's not at all, you know, leisurely. It's a little bit of a pace. So I checked it down to 2. I think 2's it. 2's probably it. And I notoriously walk too fast. I walk ahead of people. It's not good. I don't know why. I ask myself, am I in such a hurry? And I don't have that answer. So how about now? Let's hand it over. I got Dad here today, and we're going to sing together before we hit the fields. Okay, are we ready to sing today? We've got a great hymn queued up for us. Dad, tell us what it is.
It is My Hope is Built. My Hope is Built.
What's the number?
102.
Number 102. And this is another strong hymn. And this is, you know, hymns like this. This is why we make the journey, the 40-day journey of Lent to the cross, so that we can build our hope even deeper on the moorings of everything. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to sing all the verses. We need you to sing into the mic now, Dad.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, His covenant, His blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and say. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, rest in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
You know, Dad, you jumped on the bass line there.
Yeah.
You used to sing the bass line.
Yeah, that's what I did in the choir.
Now, isn't that down here?
Yeah.
Do you read those notes?
Yeah, I can read these notes here.
Let's try that chorus again. Can you sing the bass all the way through? On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. You're kind of out of practice on it, but
yeah, I'd have to go.
You have not been to QP in a while.
Nope. But I'm still singing in the choir.
Dad used to call choir practice. He'd come in from the farm on a Wednesday, dirty as you can imagine, and he. You know, if you leave off the farm about 6 o'clock, you missed a half a day of work.
I know it.
And he'd say, "I got to go to QP, choir practice." And those were good days.
You know that I didn't realize till not too long ago that Carolyn Porter had died.
Carolyn Porter, oh man. She was she was the choir director.
Yeah, you didn't mess around in there.
No, she was serious.
Yeah, you got to your paid and you stayed there.
Yeah, Carolyn.
But I didn't know she had died.
She did, and you went to the funeral. You were there. It was a good one. She was well remembered and celebrated.
Well, she was been in that church a long time.
It's hard to keep up with it all, isn't it?
It is for me.
But you know what? You're doing good. You know why you're doing good? Because you're still standing on Christ, the solid rock.
That's right.
And all of the ground is sinking sand. You know, that comes right out of the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus told the story like a person who built their house on the rock and built their house on the sand. The exact same storms and winds and rains came on both houses. But one of them stood because it had its foundation on a rock. That's where this hymn comes from.
Yeah.
And then the other thing about this hymn is it goes all the way through at the end. It's not talking about our death. It's talking about Jesus' return. When he shall come.
Yeah.
With trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. And that's going to happen.
Yeah.
The second coming of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of the dead, the life everlasting. We're in it to win it all the way. So I hope you'll go out today on the fields humming this song. I know you will. Dad hums these hymns all day long. And one more thing, Dad, do you know that people every day write me and talk about how much they love singing with you?
Is that right?
They do.
I can't believe that.
They don't necessarily say they love singing with me, but they love singing with you, us together.
Yeah, well, I'm honored to be remembered that way.
So. Yeah, it's a joy for me too. Well, gang, it's time for us to close out this morning meeting with Jesus and open up the meeting that's going to go out into the day of demonstration. We're following him from the inside. He's in us. He's leading us. We're just walking with him. He's going to show us all the places we can sow his love, his encouragement, his goodness, his care. So, I got my seeds. You got yours. Dad, you got yours. He's getting some. We will see you on the field.